And this idea that we are a bundle of drives that pull us in various directions lies at the heart of the incredibly influential, though highly controversial, picture of the human mind that Sigmund Freud presented in the first half of the century. So Freud's idea is that each of us, when we are born, are a bundle of incoherent desires and needs and passions. We have a desire to eat, we have a desire for certain kinds of comfort, we have incredibly vivid sexual desires, and those desires have no degree of consistency about them. They pull us in every direction, and they cause us to act in ways that aim at their satisfaction. The story of human development, says Freud, is the story of going on to develop two kinds of regulative capacities. The one, which he calls the ego, is a part of the self that is sensitive to reality. It recognizes that you can't simultaneously want to kill your brother and marry your brother, because if your brother's dead, you can't marry him. It may recognize, in fact, that you want neither to kill your brother nor marry your brother, though that bit of information may come from the third part. So we have this bundle of passions that pull us in various directions, and on top of that, as we develop, comes a part of ourselves which is sensitive to reality. And as that happens, we become conscious of our experience. So whereas these desires pull us in various ways without our even being aware of it, the ego, this sense of self, is something to which we have reflective access. As we go on to interact with others in the world, we get information about appropriate ways in which to regulate ourselves so as to conform with the norms of society. And as we internalize those and take them to be part of what we ourselves endorse, they become what Freud calls the superego, sometimes thought of as the conscience. So the picture here is that there are all sorts of unconscious parts of ourselves, some of which are drives that pull us to do things like eat and procreate, some of which are aspects more sensitive to the constraints of reality, some of which are the norms of society. And then on top of that, in a rather smaller part of ourselves, is an aspect of which we are conscious. Now, there are details of the Freudian picture which have been discredited for all sorts of reasons. But the basic idea that we have unconscious pulls in directions which we disavow has become, I think, part of how it is that Western culture self-conceives. I think it's almost impossible to underestimate the extent to which this Freudian picture underlies 20th century literature, 20th century film, and 20th century self-understanding. Notice that the Freudian picture, though it has three parts, isn't exactly the Platonic picture. Appetite and id roughly correspond, but spirit is not the same thing as ego, and reason and superego are only roughly correlated.